This recording is not a live assessment and should be used as a sample or practice only.
Read questions 1 to 8. Listen to this podcast about reading.
Although I have several hobbies, such as football and walking, I love reading because I can escape my everyday life by pretending I'm one of the characters. It's a well-known fact that reading books can improve your brain power. There are books on many subjects, such as non-fiction books on cooking, sport, business, and biographies, and fiction books such as crime fiction and science fiction. The list is endless. Reading is a hobby unlike any other, where you learn while doing it. I spend most of my free time reading. When everyday life gets too much and I have lots to do, I read for a few hours to relax and get my energy back. Sometimes I read late into the night and at the weekends, and I only stop when I become too tired. I find it easy to talk to new people because I know about a lot of topics through reading. Although I have several hobbies, such as football and walking, I love reading because I can escape my everyday life by pretending I'm one of the characters. It's a well-known fact that reading books can improve your brain power. There are books on many subjects, such as non-fiction books on cooking, sport, business, and biographies, and fiction books such as crime fiction and science fiction. The list is endless. Reading is a hobby unlike any other, where you learn while doing it. I spend most of my free time reading. When everyday life gets too much and I have lots to do, I read for a few hours to relax and get my energy back. Sometimes I read late into the night and at the weekends, and I only stop when I become too tired. I find it easy to talk to new people because I know about a lot of topics through reading. Although I have several hobbies, such as football and walking, I love reading because I can escape my everyday life by pretending I'm one of the characters. It's a well-known fact that reading books can improve your brain power. There are books on many subjects, such as non-fiction books on cooking, sport, business, and biographies, and fiction books such as crime fiction and science fiction. The list is endless. Reading is a hobby unlike any other, where you learn while doing it. I spend most of my free time reading. When everyday life gets too much and I have lots to do, I read for a few hours to relax and get my energy back. Sometimes I read late into the night and at the weekends, and I only stop when I become too tired. I find it easy to talk to new people because I know about a lot of topics through reading.
Now answer the questions. You do not need to write in full sentences.
Read questions 9 to 15. Listen to this advice about online learning.
Online courses are not an easier way to learn, but they can be very convenient. To successfully learn online, you need to have reliable internet access and a backup device so you don't lose your work. When studying at home, make sure that it's quiet and turn off your phone so you're not distracted. Don't wait until the day before an assignment is due in to start working on it. Make a study plan so you will meet deadlines. Revise things you have already studied to improve your understanding. Also, having a study partner so you can discuss ideas helps. Take breaks if you're feeling tired, as you won't work as well, and then start again with a clear mind. Don't underestimate the effort needed to study online. Stay motivated by giving yourself a treat when you finish a challenging task. Online courses are not an easier way to learn, but they can be very convenient. To successfully learn online, you need to have reliable internet access and a backup device so you don't lose your work. When studying at home, make sure that it's quiet and turn off your phone so you're not distracted. Don't wait until the day before an assignment is due in to start working on it. Make a study plan so you will meet deadlines. Revise things you have already studied to improve your understanding. Also, having a study partner so you can discuss ideas helps. Take breaks if you're feeling tired, as you won't work as well, and then start again with a clear mind. Don't underestimate the effort needed to study online. Stay motivated by giving yourself a treat when you finish a challenging task. Online courses are not an easier way to learn, but they can be very convenient. To successfully learn online, you need to have reliable internet access and a backup device so you don't lose your work. When studying at home, make sure that it's quiet and turn off your phone so you're not distracted. Don't wait until the day before an assignment is due in to start working on it. Make a study plan so you will meet deadlines. Revise things you have already studied to improve your understanding. Also, having a study partner so you can discuss ideas helps. Take breaks if you're feeling tired, as you won't work as well, and then start again with a clear mind. Don't underestimate the effort needed to study online. Stay motivated by giving yourself a treat when you finish a challenging task.
Now answer the questions. You do not need to write in full sentences.